Hello, this is a trip report for Friday, November 23rd in Tijuana, Mexico. This was my third visit to Mexico, and following on the heels of my first two, I decided to do something new. On this trip, I was there about 5 hours, and I managed to get a massage, visit Pussycat's strip club, and have two girls. So let me tell you how my day went. It was a holiday, so there were quite a few Americans around. I went there early, though. I was there, I think I arrived at Pussycat's, my first stop of the day, at about 3 o'clock, and so it was very dead. There was only no more than a half a dozen people in the half hour, I was there. I had lap dances from three girls. In particular, the one that's mentioned on the board, the American girl from Portland, I really don't know her name. Kind of an ordinary-looking American girl, but she stands out because you can tell at a glance that she's not from around there. The best lap dances, however, were from a Mexican girl by the name of Jennifer. Very attractive, nice, slender body. And I enjoyed my lap dances with her the best. I did not want to, the waiters are constantly buzzing around asking me if you want to fuck this one or that one. But actually, talking to the Portland girl, she actually told me only a couple of the girls would have sex that were currently working. So I wasn't too interested, and it seemed a little early in the day for me. Also, the only girl that I considered having sex with, Jennifer, the hot Mexican girl, she had a cesarean section scar that was really unappealing to me. But otherwise, she's a very attractive girl and was very nasty in the booth. The lap dances are $20 for two songs, and the waiter like stands right in front of you, right just outside the curtain, making sure that, you know, he gets paid, and nobody, I don't know what he's doing out there. Basically, he's asking for tips. After I had a few lap dances, I actually took a, they've been hounding me for getting a massage, and actually, since it was the start of my day, it's only, like I said, 3:30 by this point, I decided to get a massage, which was not a good idea. I was pleasantly surprised. The massage facilities on a lower floor of Pussycat's were quite nice, and the rooms and the table, the whole setting, were much better than I'm used to here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Red carpeting, dim light, and a nice little private toilet and shower. A real massage table. Nice setup, so I was happy to get a decent massage. And the girl offered me sex, but, you know, it's hard for me to get in the mood for sex at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the day. To me, it's a nighttime activity, and I think I only had like one beer at that point, so it was still a little early in the day, so she seemed a little, I wouldn't say she was upset. She was more like, oh, no me gusta, you don't want me. But I wasn't in the mood for sex, and the prices were actually high. When she told me she wanted $60 or $80, I mean, I think I laughed, so I wasn't in the mood anyway. So after that, I went down to the Zona Norte, and right away I ran into a girl that I had on the last trip. Her name was Isabella. It was just starting to get dark. I think the sun sets around 4:30, 5 o'clock. So it was still early, but she was out there. Very pretty girl, about 20 years old. So I was with her again, and the session was good. I think I'll probably be the last time I'm with her, though. I think I want to move on. It was good, but not extraordinary, and there's got to be a better use for $40. So I think I'm starting to get a little picky with these low prices. After that, after being with Isabella, I spent some time going to different clubs, and like I said, it was still early, not many people around. So I tried to watch strip shows. I went to Miami Club, Bar Tropical, Chicago, all the main places. It was 2-for-1 beers at that point, so I had a couple of beer or two at each place, so I was having a good time. I did that for a couple of hours until I was ready for round two. And this time, I got another street girl. I have to admit that I've always enjoyed, you know, approaching a girl on the street, whether it's the Bay Area or now down in Tijuana. A crowded club is just not my idea of fun. And I just can't, first one thing, it's too noisy. I can't stand having to shout to talk to the person right next to me. So it's more my style to talk to somebody on a street where it's a little, you can actually hear each other. The second girl for the evening was, her name was Monica. She's only 19 years old, very cute face, very small and slim, but just the cutest little face in the world. So I went with her, and I think it came out to like $30, I think. I think that we agreed on $20, sin ropa in the room, but I wanted to do her doggy style, and she insisted on another $10 for that, so she ended up getting me for $30. But I enjoyed my time with her, and $30 for her, $40 for Isabella, probably spent $60 on lap dances at Pussycats. I had a $30 massage. How much is that? I don't know, $150 for about 5 or 6 hours in Tijuana. I considered that money well spent. In fact, by this time, after I'd had the two girls and been to the clubs and been to Pussycats, I decided to call it a night. It was only 8 o'clock, but I thought, oh, well, I'll go across the border and get some good spaghetti, because I really was in the mood for Italian food. Unfortunately, that was a disastrous decision, because at 8 o'clock, the line to go across the border was horrific, and it took a little less than 2 hours to cross the border, so that was really bad timing on my part, and next time I'll make sure I don't cross before midnight. Other things to say, let's see, you know, I noticed that the girls, I don't think the girls in Tijuana are in as good a shape as the girls in the United States. These are the girls that I had my hands on Friday, and must have been at least six girls I had my hands on in different parts of their anatomy on Friday, and I think they just less toned and less firm than corresponding girls in the USA. So that's something that kind of bothers me, because I really prefer a firmer girl with a firmer butt and better abs. And you don't really get that in Tijuana so far. I mean, that's been my experience so far. And they're all kind of ordinary girls and a little flabby and a little soft. But next time, which probably be, because I got a couple weeks off at Christmas, so probably over Christmas I'm going to look for that hard body girl. So if anybody has any pointers, leave a message. So once again, it's a trip report for Friday, November 23rd in Tijuana, and I had a good time, and I'll catch you down the road. Bye.